You're listening to the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City. My word
is a lamp. Welcome to Thy Word is a Lamp. This is a family Bible teaching ministry. Today you will be listening to our Bible teacher, Sheila Suarez.
Praise the Lord. Praise the name of Jesus. It's really a privilege to be here another Saturday evening to continue in the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. We're continuing on the topic, grow in grace and knowledge. And Peter tells us in 2 Peter 3:18 that we must grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. So we are going to be looking at other scriptures that will show us to grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. So this week we'll be coming from 2 Corinthians 12, 1 to 10. 2 Corinthians 12, 1 to 10. Telling of Paul's experience and the revelations he had, but he realized that God's grace was sufficient. God told him his grace was sufficient for him, and that we have to understand that we need to grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. So we are going to pray and begin. Father, we thank you for today. We thank you for who you are. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your grace and mercy and peace. We thank you that you are God of all grace, O God, and that, O God Almighty, you will dispense the grace that we need in every situation of our lives. So help us, O God, to continually come to you boldly, O God, to obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. So we just pray right now, O God, in the name of Jesus, that your grace will abound in our hearts, O God, and help us to know, mighty God, that even, O God, almighty Lord, if we sin, grace did much more abound. So we pray, O God, in the name of Jesus, O God, we, O God, almighty Lord, God, will not, O God, almighty, see grace as a license to sin. But we will understand, O God, that your grace is sufficient to keep us. So we just thank you, O God Almighty, that your grace is here to help us to live righteously in this present life. O mighty God, let your grace appear to all men. O mighty God, reminding us, O God, each day that we are called to live this new life in you, the Christian life that you have called us to live. Help us to live it so that the world will see you and glorify your name. So we just thank you again for your presence. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you, O God Almighty Lord, that the world will see you in us and come to glorify your name. We look to you and we praise you and we thank you that your word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. And we thank you for your word to us today as we look to you by faith. In no other name but the name of Jesus we pray and we say amen and amen. Amen. So we will be looking at 2 Corinthians 12, 1 to 10. And we know that 2 Corinthians 12, 1 to 10 speak of Paul's experience. But we see the Apostle Peter told us in 2 Peter 3:18 to grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. So we see the importance, people of God, of growing up in Christ. If we don't grow up in Christ, we remain as babes. So we will not understand the things of God. And we will continue to grope around in the darkness, not knowing that we are called to walk as children of light, because we will be spiritual babes. But we want to grow up in Christ. We're encouraged by the Apostle Peter to grow up in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are to understand and apply God's grace to our lives daily. There is grace for every situation in our lives, people of God. God's grace is sufficient for us. So when we learn to apply God's grace to every situation that confronts us, we will become mature believers and walk in intimacy with our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ daily. So we see God is calling us to live this life daily, to walk in that close relationship with Christ daily, walking in the Spirit, not fulfilling the desires of our flesh. So we are going to be looking at Paul's encounter with the Lord and see that Paul was also a mature believer in Jesus Christ. So we can see that as they grow up in Christ, as he got all these revelations, some of what he got from the Lord, he couldn't even speak about it. He couldn't even express it. So it shows us when we are mature, some of the things that the Lord will show us We can't talk about everything. Some of the things that he shows us is not for us to mention to any man. So we see when we are mature, we will know what to say and what and when not to speak. We will know exactly, people of God, where the Lord is leading us. Sometimes he leads us to speak on certain things. Sometimes he said, don't say a word. So when we become mature, we learn the voice of the Lord. We listen to his voice. We follow him. And no other voice will we follow. So we are going to be looking on 2 Corinthians 12, 1 to 10. So 2 Corinthians 12, 1 to 10. And Paul said, it is doubtless unprofitable for me to boast. I'm using the New King James Version. It is doubtless not profitable for me to boast. I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord. So Paul was getting some visions and revelations of the Lord. So he said, you know, it's not profitable for me to become boastful, you know. So let us understand that we can boast when God is giving us visions and revelations. When we become mature, we will not be boastful. We will know when God is telling us to share these revelations or these visions, and we will know when he's saying, don't share them. So Paul said in verse 2, I knew a man in Christ who 14 years ago, whether in the body I cannot say, whether out of the body I can't say, but God knows such a one caught up in the third heaven. So Paul was speaking of himself and said 14 years ago, he's not able to tell whether it was an outer body or in body experience. But he said that God knows. He said that he was caught up in the third heaven. And we know the third heaven is where God's throne is. We know of three heavens, the first heaven, the atmospheric heaven, the second heaven, where we have the galaxies, the stars, the moon, and the sun, and all those we see. And the third heaven is where God's throne is. So Paul said he was caught up in the third heaven. And we see the word said in verse 3 of 2 Corinthians 12, I know such a man, whether in the body or out of the body, I cannot tell, but God knows. I can't say, but I know God knows. So he was saying in such a way, I know this happened. If it's out of the body experience, I don't know. I can't tell. And if it's in body, I can't tell, but God knows. But I know I have the revelation. I know I have the vision. I know I have the experience with God. So look at verse 4 of 2 Corinthians 12. How that he was caught up into paradise and heard inexpressible words which is not lawful for a man to utter. So Paul spoke of being caught up into paradise. That's the third heaven, into paradise, and heard words that is not lawful to speak of. So people of God, sometimes the Lord take us to places in him where we heard words that we cannot even express. We can't speak about it. Paul says it's not lawful to speak of. So we can take some heavenly words that the Lord will show us and bring it to earthly realm to speak about it. So we have to understand that the Lord has given us the vision and the revelation for a purpose. And we as God's people, when we learn and when we mature in Christ, we know that we can't say everything. There are some things that must be kept secret. We have to understand that, people of God. So we see Paul being caught up into the paradise and heard these words, inexpressible. He said, it was inexpressible. Words that is not lawful to speak of. So there are some words that are not lawful to speak of, people of God. The Lord shows something sometimes. He didn't say we should tell anyone. He didn't say we should tell anyone. But many of us, people of God, because we are immature, we want to exalt ourselves. We want to boast about how much God is giving us revelation. So we go ahead and we talk about things that we shouldn't even have spoken about. So we see when we are mature in Christ, then we will learn. Paul said, it's not lawful for a man to utter. So Paul was mature. He was a mature Christian, people of God. And yet we see, he said in his word, when he spoke in Philippians 3, he said, I have not yet attained, I haven't yet arrived. But yet we know that this was a mature believer in Christ Jesus. But he didn't think that he had arrived yet. He didn't think that he had it all together yet. So we as God's people must understand this. Of such a one, I will boast, yet of myself I will not boast, except in mine infirmity. So Paul said that with such experience, with such a one, with the experience that he has with the Lord, it's worth boasting about. But he said, he will not boast of himself. He will only boast in his weakness. So we have to understand. So, you know, sometimes we have some experiences. We want to boast about it. Sometimes the Lord shows some things. But people of God, if we should ever boast, let us boast in the cross. Let us boast in what Christ has done for us. That's the only boasting that we should do. So Paul had the opportunity to boast about being taken into the third heaven, into the throne room. So people of God, he said he had what to boast about, but he would not boast. So we have to understand, he will not boast of himself. He will only boast of his weakness. He will only boast of his infirmities. That's his weakness, people of God. He will only speak about his weakness. So look at verse 6 of 2 Corinthians 12. For though I might desire to boast, I will not be a fool. For I will speak the truth, but I refrain, lest anyone should think of me above what he sees me to be or hears from me. So Paul said that his natural desire would be to boast of the revelations of heaven. But he will not. He will not behave foolishly, even though he would speak the truth. And sometimes, people of God, you're speaking the truth. You have the vision and revelation. But you will be foolish in speaking some things that should not be spoken. God never tell you to go and speak that word. So Paul said, I don't want to behave foolishly, even though I would be speaking the truth. But refrain from speaking about his experience, lest anyone should exalt him, lest anyone should put him up on a pedestal and think that he is greater than anyone else. Paul wants to remain humble in Christ Jesus. And people of God, when we grow up in Christ, we want to walk in humility like he walks in humility. When we grow in grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ, we walk in humility like he is humble. So Paul said, lest anyone should exalt him, and lest I should be exalted above measure by the abundance of the revelation. Verse 7, 2 Corinthians 12, 7. And lest I should be exalted above measure by the abundance of the revelation, a thorn in the flesh was given to me, a messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I be exalted above measure. So what was Paul saying? Lest I should be exalted, lest I should walk in pride by the abundance of the revelation that I have. People of God, many times we have to understand that we as God's people, many times we will exalt ourselves. Many times we walk in pride because of the abundance of revelation. Sometimes people speak a good message, and this message is coming from Christ Jesus. And if we should ever boast, we should boast in him, boast in the cross. But we speak a good message and many say, oh, that was a good word. And we find it gets to our head. And people of God, God is saying to us today that we should not be exalted above measure. Paul said, lest I should be exalted above measure by the abundance of the revelation, a thorn in the flesh was given to me, a messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. So people of God, the Lord allowed the enemy to inflict whatever it was on Paul. He said he was given a thorn in the flesh. Whatever that thorn in the flesh is, you and I don't know. But it was some form of affliction, something that kept him, people of God. And the word said, this kept him from being exalted above measure. So this was, came from Satan himself to buffet me. So Satan strike at Paul to afflict him. But Paul said, look at verse 8. Paul said, concerning this thing, I pleaded with the Lord 3 times that it might depart from me. So people of God, whatever affliction was coming upon Paul, he went to the Lord, pleading with the Lord in prayer for this affliction to depart from him. But the word said, look at the Lord's response in verse 9, people of God. The Lord's response in verse 9, he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly, I will rather boast in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. People of God, we have to understand what the word of God is saying to us today. God respond to Paul. Paul prayed that this thorn in the flesh would depart from him. Whatever it was, we don't know. This affliction, whatever it was, it was causing him distress. He said he pleaded with God 3 times that it might depart from him. But God's response is, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. So Paul said, therefore, gladly, I will rather boast in my infirmities that the power of Christ may rest upon me. So people of God, we must understand that we bring glory to God when we go through our trials and affliction, knowing that he is with us. So many times, people of God, we plead with God to take away some stuff from us, but it will not be taken away. God will give us the grace to go through that trial, whatever that trial is. Say, God, walk with me, talk with me, hold me up, help me up on this journey. For people of God, many times some of the things will not go away, but he has given us the grace, the sufficiency of his grace to deal with that situation. So we have to understand that we bring glory to God when we go through our trials and affliction, knowing that he is with us. His grace is enough, people of God. We must understand the sufficiency of God's grace. His grace is enough to take us through any situation. We must call upon him for grace. He has grace for every situation. The word of God tells us that he's the God of all grace. So we have to understand that he has grace for every situation. He has divine enablement for every situation in our life. So we have to go to him. It is available to us. But we must come boldly to the throne room of grace to obtain mercy and find grace to help us in the time of need. So Paul said, therefore, most gladly, I will rather boast in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. So people of God, when we go through and when we have affliction coming from every side, and when we learn to boast in it, like Paul said, he said, I gladly do it. When we learn to boast in this situation, all these weaknesses that we have, when we learn, people of God, to know and to understand that when we are weak, then God's strength will be shown up in our lives. In our weakness, God's strength will be seen. So God will get the glory. So Paul said, I will gladly, but therefore, most gladly, so in everything, even in tribulation, even in trial, he will learn to rejoice. He will learn to rejoice because God has given him that ability to, because he has come to a place of maturity. So that's why God is calling us to grow up in him. Grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Look at verse 10, the last verse of 2 Corinthians 12. That we have in this session, the last verse, verse 10. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, needs, in persecution, in distresses, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I'm strong. Paul said, because of the sufficiency of God's grace, we must understand the sufficiency of God's grace. Because God's grace is sufficient, he said, I take delight when I'm going through rough times. People of God, how many of us take delight in going through rough times? How many of us can rejoice in tribulation? How many of us can rejoice in the Lord always, even in rough times? And again, he said, rejoice. So he said, because of the sufficiency of God's grace, therefore I take pleasure. I delight in my infirmities. How can we delight in infirmities? I delight in my infirmities. When he's going through rough times, people of God, he will be rejoicing, and we also must rejoice. He knows that God's strength is available to him in his time of weakness. So let us rely on the power of the Holy Spirit to sustain us. Let us rely on the power of the Holy Spirit to sustain us. We have to become mature Christians and know without a doubt that when we are unable, God is able. When we are unable, God is able. So let us look to God for divine enablement, people of God. That enablement is available to us. God's grace is available to us. His power is available to us. So we must go to him to get that grace that we need to help us in the time of need. So we can also take pleasure in our infirmities, in reproaches. They insult us when we are in need, when we have been persecuted, when we are distressed. For Christ's sake, we are going through for the sake of Christ. People of God, his strength will be made perfect in our weakness. For when I am weak, then I am strong. God's strength chips in. People of God, we have to understand the Holy Spirit is a paracletos. He is a standby. God's strength chips in when I am weak. So we have to understand this truth. So we can boast in our infirmities when we're going through rough times. We are not murmuring, but we are looking to God for help. He is our help. We will lift up our eyes to the hills from whence cometh our help. Our help cometh from the Lord who make heaven and earth. People of God, we must mature. We must come to that place of maturity in Christ Jesus. Where even in tribulations, we can rejoice. We take pleasure even in infirmities. So when we are going through, we know that we are weak at that time, but we know that God's strength will show up. The Holy Spirit will show up. When we call out to him, I need grace, Jesus, he will show up. And the world will see that even in our weakness, we have strength. Even in our weakness, we have strength. Because God's strength will be complete in our weakness. So our weakness will become strong. We have to understand this truth. Even when we are weak, we become strong. Because his strength is made perfect in our weakness. When I'm weak, then I'm strong, Paul said. Even in our weakness, we become strong. Because the Holy Spirit enables us. So we have divine enablement. The Holy Spirit is available to us. And he does only what he can do, people of God. When we are unable, he is able. So he enables us to live above our circumstances. He enables us to live above our situations. The word of God tells us many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord deliver him out of them all. So we have to understand that we now can take pleasure in infirmities, in our weaknesses, because we know that God's strength will be perfected in our weakness. So we have to know the God we serve. We have to know that his grace is sufficient for us. We have to grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. We have to understand that it's not by our might, nor by our ability, but by his Spirit. The Spirit of God is a divine enabler. He enables us when we are unable. He is a Spirit of grace. He is here to dispense grace to us. But we must walk in fellowship with Him. We must walk in partnership with the Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit is calling us to a higher place in Him. He's calling us to come up higher. Come up higher. And when we mature in Christ, we are coming up higher. So we have to reach to that place in Christ, that stature in Him that He's calling us to. There's a height in Christ that we need to reach, but only by the divine enablement of the Holy Spirit. He is able to take us to that place in Christ where we as mature believers will see visions like Paul. We will get revelation of who God is, and we will walk in that revelation knowledge. We will walk steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the things of God, knowing that our labor in Christ is not in vain. So we have to come to that place, people of God, where we become mature believers in Christ Jesus, walking by faith and not by sight, being steadfast in our faith, knowing that God's grace is sufficient for us. His unmerited favor is there for us. We must understand grace, understand the sufficiency of God's grace, that when we are weak, then we are strong, because His grace, people of God, enables us in our weakness. So we bless God for His word to us today. And we thank God as we look on the Lord's response to Paul. He said, "My grace is sufficient for you." And God is saying to us today, "My grace is sufficient for you." But let us come boldly. Let us come boldly to the throne room of grace to obtain mercy and to find grace to help us in the time of need. God is a God of all grace. And after we go through a while, the word said He will establish us. He will strengthen us. He will settle us. So we pray today that God will settle us in Him, that we will understand that we will go through rough times, but in all of this, we have the Holy Spirit of God with us, who enables us when we are unable. So we bless God for His word, and we thank Him for the sufficiency of His grace, and we thank Him that He's helping us to grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. God bless you here this evening. We'll stop here, and we'll continue next week, God's willing, in another session we will have. I'll tell you more about that when I come next week. So let us continue to grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. God bless you here. Let us pray. Father, we thank You for Your word. We thank You for the sufficiency of Your grace. We thank You, O God, for Your Holy Spirit who is with us, our Paracletos. We thank You that He is our standby. He is our help. He is our everything. And we pray today that we will walk in fellowship with the Holy Spirit, relying on the power of the Spirit to sustain us. So we thank You again for who You are and what You have done and what You are doing. And we pray that we will grow in grace and knowledge of You. So we give You glory, honor, and praise, and we look to You by faith in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. God bless you all. Thank you all for listening. And we pray that you will grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Blessings to all. Amen and amen. In the Lord is
love. Reproofs of instruction. Thank you very much for listening to our Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Let's hope you have been blessed by this wonderful word. Thy word is a lamp. You can reach us at 561-667-8477. 561-667-8477. Join us again next week at the same time. Thy word is a lamp.
Give me your song, sing it with all.